92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Shoplifting continues to be a huge national crisis in our country. Most companies and businesses have told their employees, in the interest of their own safety, don't engage with anyone they may identify as a shoplifter. The thing is, the shoplifters know this and they become more aggressive because of it. But retail businesses are suffering with huge financial losses, causing Home Depot, Walmart, Walgreens, and Best Buy to work with manufacturers to package products like power tools and computers with technology that has to be activated at the cash register by a staff member before the device will work. And now Target is taking similar measures after losing $2.5 billion of revenue in the last 4 years. That kind of loss causes deteriorations in product offerings and service to their legitimate customers, reductions to the amount of staff they can maintain, and it cuts down on the company's ability to provide salary raises for the employees that they are able to retain. I read about a Walgreens location that's been hit so hard with theft that everything is locked up now. You have to get a staff member to unlock every cabinet door to give you the things that you want, and it has made for a miserable shopping experience for their customers. The suits at Target say they haven't reached that point yet, but every business is suffering with this and getting closer to it. At a certain point, they may have to just close up shop and be online only.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.